about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, looks like Apple is now coming out with an iPen. I'm about iBroke. I'm sick of the iPad, iPod, iPhone. I mean, they've got to cut us some slack. But anyway, I guess they're coming out with an iPen, where I guess it's a stylus that vibrates as you use it. Not really too sure what we would use this for. I mean, I like interactive type of electronics. I think it's cool, but I'm not that impressed. I have my iPhone. I think it was an iPhone 3. Am I on the iPhone 3? I don't know what I'm on. And no, I didn't buy the 4. I'm not going to buy the 5. I mean, when it poops out, then I'll get a new phone. But it's like, you know, they stick an eye in front of it, and everybody's like, oh, I got to go get the new eye this. Well, I'm eye broke, and I'm getting eye sick of all this because I can't keep up with the Joneses, and I don't want to try. Now, I got to tell you, though, what I do think is cool is they've come up with these special contact lenses that can help monitor diabetes, okay, and may do away with the finger prick. Now, I don't know how many of you have ever worn contacts, but sometimes contact lenses are pretty uncomfortable. Anyway, they say here one researcher is working on creating contact lenses that are able to detect unusual blood sugar levels in the eyes and then change color in response, which means somebody has to be looking at you. Chemist Jun Hu at the University of Akron in Ohio is working on a contact lens coated with a chemical that reacts to glucose and tears that naturally surround the eye. The chemical reaction will make the lens change color, just like kind of a pH litmus paper does. Patients are able to record their blood sugar by aiming a smartphone at their eyes and snapping a photo. Now that is eye cool. That's cool. Hu is also working on an app that can calculate and record a person's blood sugar using that cell phone picture. Now that's kind of brilliant. Only one of the two contact lenses would contain the glucose-sensing chemical. The other lens would be a normal contact so that the app can calculate the color difference. Oh, because you need a control between the two eyes to make its blood sugar calculation. Oh, I get it. Okay, so it isn't that a certain hue gets picked up. It's amount of hue change. I get it. The lenses would only need small amounts of the color-changing chemical, so they should feel as comfortable as normal contact lenses in use today. I had to give up on contacts eventually and get LASIK. My eyes, it was uncomfortable. The lids didn't like it. It was, you know. Anyway, yes, his idea is patented. Don't try to steal his idea. It's been patented since 2011. He hopes contact lens eye monitoring can replace blood monitoring for some patients. But see, here's the thing. How expensive are these? You know, I think AccuCheck monitors and test strips, they're still costly, but it's doable. Contact lenses, they were expensive. Those were very difficult for me to keep up during school. They were. And in fact, we calculated that if I got LASIK surgery, we would be, in essence, saving money on contact lenses. So my only problem with this is, if you have somebody that's already financially strapped, you know, these contact lenses, are they disposable? Do they last for 2 weeks? Are they permanent? And personally, I think the disposable are healthier to use because, you know, after a while you get sediments if you don't clean them correctly and they change. After a while there's wear and tear and sometimes it feels like they cut you. I just had a real tough time. But, anyway, that to me is cool, so I'm pretty excited about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, I can't even spell. A lot of interesting stories. We have a man who had a kidney stone, and he walks into the ER, and I guess he discovers that he's actually a female. We'll talk about that. They also think that babies who are C-section babies have twice the risk of becoming obese. I don't know. German researchers are saying nuclear disasters such as Fukushima and Chernobyl could happen as often as every 10 years. Really? That's not good. Fast food meals have quadrupled in size since the 1950s. We'll take a look at that. We got a mom in a Greek hospital who wants her newborn, but the hospital will not release the baby because she hasn't paid her bill. And if we have time, I also want to talk about how a girlfriend sent a text to a boyfriend. He gets into a car accident, and the people that were injured want to sue the girlfriend as well for texting to him. So as you can see, very, very busy day. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook, our Facebook fan page. This is why I get to communicate back with you. I love it. It's great to be able to communicate with you, see your face. I mean, depending on what picture you show. I love being able to converse with my listeners. If you are listening to us live, please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI. If we're not live, still call in, leave a message on our answer line, and we'll play the question the next day. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We were talking about in the earlier hour that there's a New York City elementary school that is now going to mandate Arabic in the school. From what I understand, the principal was able to pick a variety of languages, and she picked Arabic because she thought that the language would help the school obtain a more prestigious standing. It's a school, Hamilton Heights School in Harlem. So we were talking about that. I just hope many of these kids learn to speak English properly. Okay, you know, I see that with my children. You know, they're, you know, learning Spanish and they're learning Mandarin, and I think it's cool. I think it's great. I think you need to introduce a language, a second language early, so they could become fluent. I mean, most other countries are completely beating us and being able to compete with us because their graduates are bilingual. But I'm just amazed at how many American children don't have a good grasp of the English language. I mean, even me, my grammar, year after year, starts to fall. I was probably the most eloquent when I was in college. That's when I think I spoke at the highest caliber of grammar, and I was very linguistically competent. And then as you go, you start using slang, and you, well, with me, I have a lot of difficulty with multiple languages. The more I learn one, the less I lose of another. And the more I become fluent in Spanish, I notice the less I speak English. And so, in fact, sometimes my broken Spanish is more grammatical than my English. All right, don't go away. We got more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings, but they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we loved their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team.
With the white truck.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a man who's a photographer in Denver, Colorado, Steve Crisilius, thought he was having a kidney stone. And when they were evaluating him for the kidney stone, they found out that he might not have been male. He actually had female parts as well. Now, when he was ultrasounded, they made the discovery that he had ovaries and a uterus. He was actually relieved because he said he had always felt like he was in a woman's body. And I guess now he changed his name to Stevie and lives as a woman. But what's news about this is we used to describe somebody with both male and female parts, outside male genitalia, inside female organs, or female genitalia with testicles on the inside as hermaphrodite. And I guess they're getting rid of that term. Because hermaphroditism means that a person can be classified as male or female. So now they call the condition intersex. So intersex is now the term for a group of conditions where there is a discrepancy between the external genitals and the internal genitals. So apparently now she is buying a bra. And I'm not sure if she's going to be going through gender reassignment surgery. He looks kind of older. But, he's photographed Jessica Simpson. It's amazing. I mean, he looks male. He has male pattern baldness. But they do, remember, they usually have They usually have both sex organs. So you'll be making testosterone if you have testicles. You'll be making the estrogen if you have ovaries. And also fat makes estrogen and hormones as well. Fascinated. But I guess we don't use the term hermaphrodism anymore. Hermaphroditism. All right. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. See, this is why they make doctors retest and recertify and do CME. Because we can't be using these terms inappropriately. You know, if we get upset that Obamacare is, handling, transgender surgery, let's say, and not covering transplants or blind children care, we have to use a proper term. You see what I mean? So we have to be able to use the terms correctly. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what gets covered anymore. I really don't. Just every day patients are coming to me saying this isn't covered anymore. We need authorization. I go, why isn't it covered? You've been on this medicine for 10 years. I'm getting very frustrated. I had a very rough day. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. But not as rough as, unfortunately, these two victims. All right. Apparently, there are two people that were on a motorcycle, David and Linda Kubert of Dover, New Jersey. And they were involved in a motor vehicle accident when Kyle Best of Horton, New Jersey, veered head-on into them September 21, 2009. Each lost a leg in the accident. Now, Kyle Best, the gentleman that hit them, pleaded guilty earlier this year to using a handheld cell phone while driving, careless driving, and failure to maintain a lane in Montville, New Jersey Municipal Court. Now, apparently, though, the Kuberts, those are the victims, their lawyer, Stephen Skippy Weinstein, amended his lawsuit now to include Shannon Colonna. Now, Shannon Colonna was 19 at the time and was the girlfriend. And they say she aided Mr. Best's negligence. Cell phone records revealed during the suit's discovery that the pair exchanged more than 24 texts during the day, right? But when he was working, they apparently didn't speak on the phone. So what they're trying to claim is if she texted him during the accident, is she also to blame? Now, we've talked about this, how distracted we are with our cell phones. When we get a message, we have to look. You know, that's why I say shut the phone off when you drive. You don't need that distraction. But you know how we could program our phones to have different tunes, whether it's a text message or a phone call or an email? So I have three different tunes, voicemail, text message, email, et cetera, and then phone call. And if it's a text, I'm like, okay, well, there's some urgency to that because it could be the office texting me. And I look. Don't look. Pull over. Now, if this does continue down the legal path that it looks like it's going to, and they actually find that a sender of a text could be liable, all right, that could change everything. You know, that could open up a whole world of litigation. Now, my problem with some of these texts is, you know, does it really record the time that accurately? You know, sometimes I notice there's no time, and then sometimes, like, wait a second, I sent that text to you earlier. You just received it now. I would hate the fact that you have no control. If I sent a text, and I'm thinking my husband is at home and not driving, I'd hate to think that I'm texting him while driving. But maybe the reason why they want this to come to light, and they want this to enter the court system, is they want people wary of texting or phone calling and their liability as such if somebody gets into an accident. You know, I never call my husband when he's driving because I don't want him to pick up the phone, and he will. Even though he has Bluetooth or the car can answer the phone for him or something, I don't know. I just don't like to do it because I don't want him distracted. I distract him enough. I nag. I'm very distracted. I mean, you know, I don't call to say I love you. I call to say, well, you got to pick up this, you know, this, you know. The kitty cats need their poopa powder, right, because they're, you know, taking poops on the carpet. You know, and it's that kind of conversation. Well, that's distracting. So if they're doing this, if they are, I mean, obviously they're doing it for money. I mean, I don't think they're doing it to raise public awareness of you sending texts and then becoming liable. But if a precedence is set, and this goes through where she could actually be liable, apparently the gentleman Best texted his girlfriend before 5:48 p.m. She responds 31 seconds later. Best texted her back, and then seconds later he calls 911 to report the collision. And they say even though she wasn't physically present, she was electronically present. So at that point, I don't know. I don't think it'll fly, to be honest. I don't. But just, you know, use this as an example. Just keep in mind that, eventually they, remember, we don't have any grip on our whole cyber world, which I say all the time on the show. We don't know how to handle Facebook and social media and bullying on the social media and texting causing accidents. We just don't have grip. So lawmakers are so far behind. They're like, all right, well, let's have a no texting law. Let's have a no cell phone law. Let's have this. All right, you know, they're moving forward, you know, even though we think those, these laws are pretty burdensome. But I get it. I see why they have to. But again, we are still so behind the curve on this one. You know, and my worry is we're making it up as we go. Okay, I want laws to be well thought out. Right? Obamacare is an example of a law that wasn't well thought out. That was thrown together in hours. All right, so if lawyers are making it up as they go, going, yeah, well, then this person should be liable because they're electronically present, and they can make a case to a jury, you're going to set precedents now, legal precedents for these cases, unless it gets appealed and then overturned, et cetera. So I just hate the fact that we're making it up as we go. I don't like that at all. All right, what's going on here? Police say a roving group of cows crashed a small gathering in a Massachusetts town, and then bullied the guests for beer. The herd hightailed it for the backyard when they heard screaming. The cows had knocked the beer cans over on a table and were lapping up the beer. The cow's owner and some friends herded the cows back home. I mean, that's adorable. Oh, that's adorable. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, German scientists say meltdown could happen 200 times more often than previously calculated. They say people in Western Europe have a greater risk than anybody else in the world being affected by radioactive fallout. They think meltdowns like Chernobyl and Fukushima could happen every 10 to 20 years. Okay, well, that's pretty scary. Why? What's going on? They also warned that half the radioactive cesium-137 produced, which we talked about yesterday, which was released following the Chernobyl and Fukushima meltdowns, would spread over an area reaching as far as 1,000 kilometers. Gets picked up in the food system, the food chain, gets picked up in goat milk, goats, animals, people consume it, and can get cancer. Let's see, they say Western Europe is likely to be contaminated once every 50 years. The International Atomic Energy Agency designates an area as contaminated if it has a reading of more than 40 kilobecquerels of cesium-137. Oh, they get really scientific here. Well, I don't like that. Accidents at Three Mile Island, Pennsylvania in 1979, Chernobyl, Ukraine in 1986, made nuclear power a politically toxic issue, of course. Radioactive contamination spread across much of Europe following the meltdown at the Soviet Union Chernobyl plant. Then, of course, Fukushima. Boy, do you guys see all the stuff hitting the Alaskan coast now from Japan? Blows your mind. They say a major nuclear accident would affect 34 million people if it occurred in southern Asia, while in the eastern USA and East Asia, there would be 14 to 21 million people affected. So what does that mean? Just, I guess, tell everybody to be careful, please. All right? Lock all doors, tighten all pipes. Maybe we should get radiation suits. Don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Ladies, if this is not your first year that you're trying to lose weight, and if it is a source of constant struggle to lose that extra 10 to 20 pounds, then you need to get a pen and a piece of paper ready. Take down this number, 800-525-6916, 800-525-6916. So if you like good news, well, this is it. TH-121 is a weight loss formula from Chamonix. It's scientifically formulated to not only lose the fat, but to help you look great. Call now to receive a free bottle with your order. And that's not all. You'll also receive a free fat blocker. So call now. It's an absolutely risk-free offer. 800-525-6916. 800-525-6916. So if you're like a roller coaster with your weight, do yourself a favor and call now. Call 800-525-6916. That's 800-525-6916. Order right now and receive a free fat blocker. Call 800-525-6916. That's 800-525-6916.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yep, I'm ready for a disaster. I have my freeze-dry guy. I love the stuff. It is yummy, and I have it. I have it stored away. You know, we've talked about what we should do in case there is a disaster. Not that, you know, we'll be able to survive many of the disasters that we're being told could happen, like asteroids and, you know. But, you know, it doesn't hurt to be prepared. You just never know. And I know many of you, you know, when we were talking about what is in your survival kit, I think we talked about it last year. You know, you got your first aid kit, you got your water, you got your water purifier, your freeze-dry guy, and then, you know, somebody like, don't forget your gun, you got to have your gun, you're right, have your gun. Yeah, you know, just, you know, think ahead. Just make sure you always prepare, all right? Have your, you know, have your stash ready to go. No, I'm not talking, you know, no, not the marijuana, you don't need that. I suppose. I mean, the world's coming to an end. You want to relax, but still. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So the size of an average restaurant meal has quadrupled since the 1950s. This is a very interesting graphic. I have it on my Facebook fan page if you want to take a look at it. It looks like the CDC came out with this graphic to show that since the 1950s, our food size, I mean, actually the drink portion, for example, if you had a 7-ounce drink back in the 1950s, now many people are drinking 42 ounces of soda. If the burger was 3.9 ounces, now it's a 12-ounce burger. Fries, back in the 1950s, When you're at the malt shop, you'd eat 2.4 ounces of French fries. Now it's 6.7 ounces. So you take a look, you see the family all skinny in the 1950s, and then you see them chubby and obese now. And it is. It kind of hits home. I think I like this image better than that stupid plate they came out with earlier this year. And I really hated the pyramid. Oh, that nutritional pyramid, I couldn't stand. This, it kind of scares you. They also say chocolate bar is now a staggering 1,200% larger than it was in the early 1900s. Oh, I love getting those big, huge Kit Kats. I know, not good for you. They say adults are 26 pounds heavier than they were in the 1950s. Women have, on average, increased by 24.5 pounds, while men have expanded by 28 pounds. The CDC has released the graphic to raise awareness of how our portion sizes are growing and how they can unknowingly be posing a health hazard to families dining out. Yeah, that's what I told you. I go, if you could go low fat, that's great. If you could cut your carbs, that's wonderful. But the issue that has really overcome, has, I think, inundated us with our obesity is that we're filling up plates. And these plates are getting bigger. These plates are a foot by a foot in size. And then we tower our food on. And it just blows my mind. Even if you look at commercials, they're all advertising how big their portions are. It's all big portions. And of course, you want to get your money's worth. But you're overeating. I mean, imagine if a restaurant said, look, we're giving you only 2.4 ounces of French fries. We're keeping your weight down. People aren't going to go there. All right. It comes as other research indicates that 96% of meals at chain restaurants throughout the country exceed sodium, fat, and calories, and nutritional guidelines set by the Department of Agriculture. Yes, study came out saying 96% of our food is too fatty and too salty. We'll talk about that in a second. Now, they say the RAND Corporation study found that the chances of finding a healthy entree are painfully low. Appetizers are in a danger zone, averaging 813 calories per serving, compared to 674 calories a main meal. They say chocolate bar has increased 1,200% since the early 1900s. Burger has increased 223% in size. Your soda pop has increased 500% in size. Portion size, they say 4.56 increase, 28% increase in pounds of man, 24.5 increase in pounds for women. Let me see, what other data do they have here? It blows my mind. We are eating much more than we did. People had fatty foods back then. I mean, in the 50s, they still ate burgers. They still had malts. They still had sundaes. But it wasn't every meal. Okay, when they went out, it was more of a treat. And their portion sizes were smaller. All right, so let me see. I want to look at this where they say it's too much salt and too fatty. There's an 18-month study by RAND Corporation found that the chances of finding an entree that is healthy when you're eating out is painfully low. All right, so they say the majority of dishes fell below the USDA 667-calorie limit for a meal, but they did not meet the requirements for fat and sodium. So when they did look at certain, let's say Cheesecake Factory, PF Chang's, right? They said these places were significantly less healthy than their fast food counterparts, serving more than 271 calories, 16 grams more fat, 437 more milligrams of salt. Of course, I don't go to Cheesecake Factory for a healthy meal. I go to Cheesecake Factory because, I want to eat, I'll take a salad. If I'm going to have a dessert, then I'm not going to eat steak or anything. I'll have a salad, so I could try to shave off some calories. But still, anyway, let me see. They say the average calorie total was 674, but the levels of fat and saturated fat were well above the limits at 32 and 12. Well, remember, they're a restaurant, and they want to sell their food. P.F. Chang's Chicken Lo Mein, they said, loads dinners with close to three times the USDA recommendation for sodium in a single meal, 2,000 grams, whew, as well as 1,240 calories, 25 grams of fat, 4.5 grams of saturated fat. Okay, remember, these are businesses, and many of these businesses, we have something in Las Vegas out in the suburb area, Restaurant Row. And some of the restaurants, very stable. They've been there for years. and then a couple on the corner, and we're talking great location, always being flipped, continually being flipped. And you don't know why. I mean, what allows a restaurant? I mean, you know, I thought with, you know, real estate and business, it's always location, location, location. Well, it's Restaurant Row. Why are the same few restaurants continually flipping, yet the other ones are stable? Is it because the food is staying consistent? You know, what is it? And you know, in this type of economy, it's going to be very difficult for restaurant owners to, you know, try to chintz on fat and salt and possibly hurt flavor. Okay, they're going to want to sell a product. They're going to want you to come back. If you were in love with the dish and you're craving that dish, you're going to want to come back. I mean, that's the way it works. And it's unfortunate. Now, many of these restaurants could have a low-calorie menu, but nobody orders from it. You know, how many times do you order from a low-calorie menu? Now, I do like it when the menu gives you the Weight Watchers points. I love that because it's nice to know if you're doing the point system. Let's say you're allowed 30 points a day and that meal is going to be 15 points. You know, that helps to know. But most people, they're ignoring the calories, you know, or it depresses them. Now, remember, you want to have a good time. And when you have a good time at a location, and I'm not saying this in defense of the restaurant, but I mean, you know, come on, we're in the midst of a horrible recession. Companies are trying to stay in business. All right. If they think you went to the restaurant and you felt guilty or you felt sad or something because you were told that what you were about to eat was going to be close to 6,000 calories, you're probably not going to come back, even on a subconscious level. And, you know, many people in the medical field could say, well, okay, well, good. We don't want people eating out. Maybe people stop eating out and they'll cut back on their obesity. Yes, it would be nice. You know, but, you know, restaurants do help make the world go round. You know, I mean, it's all part of the economy. And so I can't expect a restaurant to either change the flavoring, right, or chintz out on, like I said, the salt and the fat, et cetera, because they want to make a product that people love and people come back for. So there's economics in everything. And, you know, so we could yell and scream and gripe, you know, if there's a way to make a low-fat dish and a low-fat dish, I am all for it. But my guess is if they could do that, they would have. And they can't. Okay, now, I do understand that sometimes it's cheaper to not be as health conscious when they are making these foods. I get that. Sometimes mass production of it, you throw the lard down. I get that. I've seen, you know, breakfast shops. I've seen how it works. But, you know, I don't think we're going to see restaurants very quick to jump on this obesity bandwagon because they want to stay in business. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guarantee.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan working the dials. Big thanks to you all for listening in. I appreciate it. Did you guys see the video of the little kid that was trapped in a washing machine? This was crazy. You have to watch the video. It's unbelievable. Apparently, I think mom was at work, and the little one-year-old was with the babysitter and her friend, and they were at a laundromat in New Jersey, Camden, New Jersey, and it looks like the boyfriend, I don't know if he was a romantic boyfriend, but the friend who was the boy, right, was kind of playful with the little one-year-old and, you know, set some carefully in the washing machine, right, probably just to play around, and then I guess he takes it a step further, and he shuts the door of the washing machine. Okay? Stupid. The washing machine automatically starts turning on. So the boy starts tumbling around in the washing machine, and they can't open it up. You see them in this video frantically. I have this video posted on my Facebook fan page. Very easy for you to click. And you see them frantically try to open it up. So, I mean, they weren't purposely trying to abuse the kid. They were being playful, the guy, but stupid. You know, and the babysitter looks like she kind of saw what was going on because she was sitting there folding laundry. But dangerous. Of course, mom freaked out because she had no idea. All right. She knew what had happened is after the incident happened, the babysitter took the child to get some medical care. And from what I understand, the mom really didn't know what happened until a week later when police alerted her after seeing the incident on YouTube. All right. When they saw the video footage, I guess the video had gone viral. And that's how she eventually finds out when the police see this. So, just, you know, it scares us because many of us, I remember the very first time I had a babysitter involved, I was scared to death. I wanted to fingerprint him, background check him, you know, just GPS them, whatever I could do. You know, you get scared. You get, I'm just looking at this going, I would have just, I don't know what I would have done if I was a mother. Mother looks, you know, furious, of course. But you really need to know who's babysitting your kids, but even more so, who's coming over. You know, I am a huge fan of cameras in the house and not allowing the babysitter to take the child out of the house. I think everything should be self-sufficient. Okay, I could do my own laundry. I don't need the babysitter doing my laundry. All right, keep the child in the house. Keep the door closed. No reason to open the door for packages or for mail. Keep the door closed. Stay indoors, right, and don't let anybody in. I don't care if boyfriend, husband wants to come over. No reason. No reason at all. You know, when you look at this, and again, you know, nobody was malicious. They were just stupid. Kid could have died. Throwing a kid in a washing machine just blows my mind. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, it looks like what may be coming around the horizon are apples that don't brown when they sit out too long. Now, this has nothing to do with the bruising. You know, you drop an apple on the floor half a dozen times and you wash it off and it's all bruised. They're genetically engineering non-browning Arctic apples. The Summerland-based company has filed an application with the Canadian Food Inspection Agency that could see the introduction of genetically modified apples that don't turn brown. They say it'll be months before a decision on the so-called Arctic apples is made. Of course, the association, the Fruit Growers Association, is voicing its concern that the genetically modified apples could hurt the market. They say these will drive the prices of other apples down. I don't know. I mean, I would love to have an apple that doesn't brown, but I'm not going to pay twice for it, I'll tell you that. You know, I'll eat my apple quickly if it saves me money. So they say the certified organic growers could potentially lose their organic status because of the ability for pollen to be transferred from genetically modified apple trees to certified organic apple trees. That's one of the strong points around certified organic production, is that there are no GMOs or genetically modified organisms. So he said apple pollen is sticky. It doesn't blow around the wind, all right, reducing the likelihood that it would spread to other orchards, but they're worried that the bees, you know, could transfer the pollen. Yeah, that's a good point. How do you know your organic is 100% organic? You know, I mean, really, do they control the bees? Do they control the insects? Do they control the wind? All right, so anyway, big debate over apples that don't turn brown. I know, pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, looks like we have a fourth victim in the news who has lost his leg due to flesh-eating bacteria. Now, I know many people are going, okay, Dahlia, wait a second. Flesh-eating bacteria has been around for a while, necrotizing fasciitis, and now they're making it look like there's an epidemic. Well, I mean, you know, I don't know if cases are on the rise or not. I wouldn't be shocked if cases of flesh-eating bacteria were on the rise. I mean, look at how, you know, all the antibiotic usage we have and the resistance we're harboring and our livestock. You know, getting antibiotics, absolutely. And on top of it, what we discussed last week is the reason why I think these necrotizing fasciitis infections are going to be on the rise is you're having doctors start hesitating with initial antibiotics, just like what happened with Amy Copeland, who had the ziplining accident a few weeks back, was seen at the hospital, didn't get antibiotics right away, was stapled together. I believe the wound was cleaned at some point. After a couple visits back to the doctor, finally, you know, they listened to her complaints of pain, give her an antibiotic, but then it was too late, and she's had multiple parts amputated. Well, now we have Paul Bales. He cut his leg working on his dock in Lake Sinclair. Now, apparently he picked up a bug in the water. From what I understand, doctors were forced to amputate the leg within 3 weeks. Now neighbors don't even want to go into the lake because they're afraid they're going to come down with a flesh-eating wound. And I think we're starting to have people that are going to be very, very paranoid. And I don't blame you. If you know somebody, if your neighbor loses their leg, you know, I get that. I would be panicking too. My only problem is does an initial set of antibiotics really protect you? You know, many of these bacteria that get, that you become inoculated with when you are cut or lacerated are very common bacteria. It just, sometimes they set up shop at the wrong place at the wrong time, and if you're vulnerable, that's when it decides to go across the fascia and do like what happened with Amy and some of these other patients. So my recommendation is this. If you get a cut and it's a dirty wound, and I call wounds when I was in the ER, when I did ER, dirty wounds, if you were in a dirty place when you got cut. Now, if it was a clean kitchen knife when you got cut, well, you know, we make sure your tetanus status is up to date. We clean it out, you know, but if it's deep, I would give antibiotics. But, I mean, if you're in a dirty scenario, outside, wilderness, lake, you give an antibiotic. That's just, I would call, you know, I called it a dirty wound, and we would give him antibiotics. Then on the flip side, you all should make sure your immune system is as strong as possible. All right, make sure you're not diabetic. Make sure your thyroid status is good. Make sure you're not anemic. And I have people all the time, they go, Dahlia, I've always been anemic, right? Ever since, you know, I started having my periods, I've always been anemic. Meanwhile, they're 60 years old. They're still anemic. But you aren't having your period anymore, ma'am. Why are you still anemic? If you're anemic, you're vulnerable. If you're diabetic, you're vulnerable. If you have, let's say, lack of oxygenation, sleep apnea, etc. I mean, can you really fight infections as well? I don't know. And don't be eating unhealthy. You know, get those vegetables in. Make sure, you know, I like a regular multivitamin. I don't think you have to overdo it on supplements. But if you aren't eating enough vegetables and you think you're going to be lacking vitamin C, then fine. Then you can take some vitamin C. Make sure you're getting a well-balanced diet. Make sure the wound gets cleaned. If it is a deep, dirty wound, I would then probably recommend an antibiotic. Now, again, we're only talking about 4 cases in the whole entire United States. Necrotizing fasciitis happens a lot. But, you know, what if this is the start of something that we're going to see more commonly? Then I think we need to prepare. And I know a lot of us don't take care of themselves, take care of ourselves. So just a thought there. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk to you again tomorrow. You all be safe. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. Thank you all.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.